Chapter 20, The Innocent Queen. Guinevere was put in prison and news of her guilt was sent across the land. Arthur felt numb. He shuffled about like an old man and spent hours alone staring at the wall. When Gawain came to see him, Arthur spoke as though he was talking to himself. "It's all my fault," he mumbled. "I didn't know how to be a husband." "You must do something," said Gawain. "This is all some plan of Mordred's. We must fight." "Fighting settles nothing," said Arthur. "All it does is cause problems that lead to more fighting." "My lord," said Gawain, "you may lose the round table as well as the queen." "Great things and sad things," sighed Arthur. "That's what Merlin said. Merlin knew everything." A bonfire was built outside the castle and covered with canvas to keep it dry. A great crowd gathered round it. Some sorrowful, some curious, some laughing cruelly, as though Morgana's evil had spread from Camelot into the whole country. The morning of the execution was as black as night. Thunder rolled and lightning crackled across the sky. Rain lashed the faces of the crowd as the knights of the Round Table came out of the castle in a solemn procession. A special platform had been built near the bonfire, and they took their places on it. Then Arthur came out, walking like a man half asleep. He climbed the steps onto the platform, sat heavily in a chair, and covered his face with his hands. Mordred was full of himself. He shouted orders to the men uncovering the bonfire and smiled and winked at his friends. When Guinevere came out, the crowd were quiet. The queen walked between two guards with her hands bound, but she held her head up and did not look afraid. When the guards tied her to the post at the top of the bonfire, she did nothing to stop them. At the foot of the bonfire, the executioner waited with his flaming torch for Mordred's word. Mordred walked to the edge of the platform and looked out at the faces in the crowd. "The queen has been found guilty of witchcraft and treason," he declared. "Executioner, stop!" The voice was followed by a peal of thunder. A gap opened in the crowd. In the flash of a bolt of lightning, a monk appeared. He carried a long staff and his hood was pulled down over his face. His clothes were muddy as though he had walked a long way. "Let me pray with this woman," he said. "Keep back," snarled Mordred. "Don't waste your prayers on a witch." The monk paid no attention to Mordred. Still holding his staff in his left hand, he clambered up beside Guinevere. Then he faced the crowd. "This woman is no witch," he shouted. The monk pulled back his hood. It was Lancelot. His hair was streaked with white and he had a thick grey beard, but there was no mistaking him. "The queen has been put under an evil spell," said Lancelot. "The same spell bewitched me, but it was none of the queen's doing. She is innocent." There was a terrible confusion. Some of the crowd cheered, some groaned, and others scratched their heads, not knowing what to make of it all. No one noticed Mordred jump down from the platform. He seized the torch from the executioner's hand and thrust it into the bonfire. The wood had been soaked with oil, and it caught light at once. On top of the bonfire, Lancelot struggled with the ropes that bound Guinevere. By the time he had loosened them, he and Guinevere were surrounded by flames. "Get behind me and put your arms around my neck," said Lancelot. "Hang on as tightly as you can." He lifted Guinevere onto his back and charged. They burst through the flames, landing on the platform in front of Arthur and his knights. Lancelot set Guinevere on her feet and bowed to the king. "The queen is innocent," he said. There was a shout behind Lancelot. He turned and saw Mordred rushing at Guinevere with his sword raised. Before he could strike, Lancelot's staff cracked down on his wrist and sent the sword flying. Mordred tried to draw his dagger, but Lancelot used the staff to send him sprawling. Immediately, the knights who followed Mordred drew their swords and took a step towards Lancelot, but their steps faltered as Gawain appeared at Lancelot's side, closely followed by Kay, Sir Ector, and 20 other knights. Arthur's numbness left him. Suddenly, everything seemed to make sense, and he knew what he had to do. He stood up and walked over to Mordred, who had raised himself to his knees. "Leave here, false knight," said Arthur. "You're not fit to be a knight of the Round Table." Mordred got to his feet and faced Arthur, his eyes burning green. "Your Round Table is too small for me, Arthur," he said. "Your day is over. Britain needs a new king. King Mordred!" He turned his back on Arthur and walked away. Many young knights went with him.